que estás con...
Shall see my blessed Savior, who so freely died for me. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. Amen, we shall rise, hallelujah, in the resurrection morning, when this prison bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, I think it is a great privilege to be here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let's straight away, before we enter to a time of prayer, let's open the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10, the familial scripture, we read it from 46 up to 52. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, if you have your Bible ready with you, we start from 46. To 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciple, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side beginning. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth,
hallelujah,
he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Oh, he quite knows the one who can have mercy on him. He knows that Jesus only is the solution to his problem. And he says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a greater deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, arise, and he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, and arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let all pray together.
Être la portion de tout et chacun de nous, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, ce sera une très bonne chose à faire. Nous te demandons de pouvoir nous conduire, nous donner la force au nom puissant de Fils Jésus-Christ, que tu avances et prie.
Let's bow our head. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we come humble before thy presence to thank you for your mercy that is always new to us every day. You give us chance to be in thy house, not to meet with one another, but to meet with thee, Father. Because your word says, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. We have read the scripture, Father. We see the desire that was inside of the blind man, Father, that he wanted his eyes to be open, Father. Father, that was his physically, Father. But we know in a spiritual realm, Father, we need our eyes to be open daily, Father. And to recognize the day and our message, Father. And to live according to the scripture, Father. Not to live in the glory of another age, Father. But to live in the present days, Father. You only who can help us to do it, Father. We ask you once again to bless this congregation, Father. If there is any request that inside of the heart of thy people, Father. Where else we can cry? To whom else we can cry? Except to you, the Lord Jesus Christ. You the solution to our problem. You the solution to everything that we have, Father. And we come with it unto thee and believing, according to thy word, that everything that you shall ask in thy name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. And we believe that our prayer request is answered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are an answering God. You are God who answered to the prayer of thy people, Father. We can see it even from the scripture. When he cried unto thee, Father, you answer. And you give him his petition, Father. And we believe that tonight all the petition will be met in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the weekend service. Bless the pastor. Bless his family, Father. Bless all our saints who are not able to make it tonight. You know the reason. We don't know the reason, Father. Some need strength, spiritually speaking, Father. Can't you touch them where they are, Father? Some need strength, physically speaking, Father. That you touch them. That your name be glorified, Father. We want you more ever than before, Father. We want you to be really in each of us' life. We want you to be manifest in each of us' life, Father. We have opened this book that every man that went to school can open it, Father. But the understanding and the skill, Father, we are depending on the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we don't do this reading just in vain, Father. That's why we ask you, we invite you, the unseen guest, to come and anoint my lips and anoint the ears of my brethren and sister, that you should speak to us, Father, that you should touch the inside of inside, Father, that you should speak something that will bring out, Father, something special for your kingdom. Bless everything, Father. We thank you once again to see our sister Julie with us, Father, how we glorify thy name. Because we can see your hand inside of her life, Father. Bless her, Father. Bless the husband and bless everybody that is present. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. Just a few minutes before we could enter to a time of prayer. We want to look at this blind man. It's a very good scripture to read in a time like this. If I could start again from verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou I shall do to thee, unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. That was his desire, is to receive his sight. That something happened. Somehow we don't know how it happened. The Bible didn't tell us how it happened that he became blind. But we know that he used to see before, he could become a blind. He wasn't born a blind man. He was able to see. He was able to read. And he was able to observe and to see the beautiful nature, the landscape of Israel, the way God created it. And he was very glad to play around the back Jordan and to see the beach and everything, how it's nice. I think it must be something inside of his heart when he lose his sight. Something must be groaning inside of his heart. He said, how will I come able to see again? Because these things is very important for me. And you and I, we can witness that even physically speaking, the sight is very important. It's very, very important. Because sometimes if the choice will be made, if it was a given choice to be a deaf than to be a blind, I will choose to be a deaf than to be a blind. Because I know that if I'm able to see, I can even see the reaction of the people. Even I can't understand by someone speaking, I can see somehow that this person is happy or is not happy. But when you are blind, you will not see anything. Even a little baby can play with you. That was something that is very important. I think all the time he could see that this something happened to my eyes. I don't know how it happened. But when he knew that Jesus was passing by, he wanted to grab his opportunity. He said, now this is my time. Because this man that is passing by, he has a solution. I heard the testimony that he is able to open the eyes of the people. And the people been telling us about all these things. Let me take advantage today as he is passing by. Let me make sure that I meet him and I believe that something will happen. And coming to see Jesus, he didn't come with any doubt. He was coming with faith, believing that once he is met with Jesus, he will receive his sight. He didn't have any doubt. Even when the people didn't want him to cry, he cried more loud. Because he wanted his sight again. He wanted to see. Because he knew that the sight was very important than the blockage of the people. When the people tried to stop him, he wasn't able to stop. He continued crying. And the scripture says he cried loud because he wanted to receive his sight. And the prophet says something in the same spoken word. God provide the lamb. And he says now, you know, blindness is a horrible thing. When I see a man blind, my heart goes out for him. That's what the prophet said. When I see a man blind, my heart goes out of him. Which it means something even you and I, you will not like one of your family member to be a blind man or woman. It's not something very good. Because you will not be even able to read the scripture. Imagine the prophet told us in the drama that he used the mother used to tell him the story. Maybe he will say, Mom, give me the scroll. I want to read the story myself. I want to read the book of Exodus to see how God deliver Hebrew children. But he wasn't able to read. By the time he became blind, he could not read anymore. He could not see those scriptures. Just someone telling it. But if he could read himself and the anointing come upon him, he could feel different by reading the scripture. This is not just a story. I read myself. I can see the things the way it is in the scripture. It was something very, very important. And the prophet says that one. It strikes me a lot. And they say, when I see a man blind, my heart goes out for him. Because it's something very bad to see someone blind. Because someone must lead you. If someone is not a genuine person, doesn't have a genuine heart, he can lead you to the wrong place. Imagine someone has to hold you and you have to follow the person to lead you. Wherever you have to go, if the person is not there, you can't go yourself. Especially in the place we live, where there's many cars, not back home from Africa, that sometime you can cross the road, there's no problem. But here, how can you cross this road if you are blind? Because you can hear the noise of the car, but you don't know the direction where the car is coming from. That to show you that how important is the sight is for someone's life. It's very important that you have your eyes open. Because if you can see, it will be difficult for you to have had an accident. And the prophet said, but yes, I know of a blindness That is worse. It is spiritually blindness. That one is worse. The spiritual one, it's worse. Now, physical blind is not good. We know to be blind, physically speaking, is not something good. But the spiritual blind, the prophet says, it's worse. The prophet says it's worse. Spiritual blind is something that is worse. But for you to see it spiritually, it must be the same way that is physical. Because the blind man, he knew that someone will give him sight, it must be Jesus. That he could see once again. But for you and I to be able to see spiritually, it must be Jesus open our eyes. If Jesus can't open our eyes, we are not able to see it. Because if you open your Bible into the book of Revelation, and look the age that you are living in, Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. And look the age that you are living in, and to show you something, that the spiritual blindness, it's worse than the physical one. Because he says in verse 17, because thou hast said, I am rich, and increase with good, and has need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Now this is the age that we are living in. The age that the technology is higher in a certain level. That is very, the age that we are living, everything is dramatically changed. If we speak in a way of the science, the things that have never been there, the things that have never been there in since 1935, since they started inventing the airplane for fighting, it never been there. The things has completely changed now. Amen. Now the things has completely changed. But the scripture is telling us about this age that is blind and naked. The age that you are living in is blind and naked. Now, if you tell someone, nobody will believe you. They will tell you that in this age, you have been achieved a lot of things. And how can you tell me that I'm blind and naked? But we know the scripture is telling the truth. If we go, you will see that the scripture is telling us the truth. Now, if you read in the book of Daniel chapter 9, let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. And you see now, and he informed me and talked with me, O Daniel, I now come for to give you the skill and the understanding. Now we know according to the scripture that Daniel was a clever man. He was very intelligent. To be promoted in the place that he was. And even Daniel chapter 5, you find it telling how Daniel was a clever, an intelligent guy. But he was able to read the scripture, but he could not get the understanding and the skill. But he was an educated man. He was able to look. And if you see there, it's somehow that is spiritually speaking, the eyes of Daniel were not open. It has to be God sending Gabriel to open Daniel's eyes, to give him the skill and the understanding. But he was able to see with the physical eyes and to read the scripture and to know that, oh, this the things now we are 68 years. Now we have to go back. The time is almost there. But now to understand how they have to go back and to understand the mystery that was in the scriptures, he was not able to understand them. It needs someone sent from above and bring the understanding and the skills. Now we see that we are living in this age that we are living in. It needs the same thing. It needs God to send the understanding and the skill. Because people are educated in this age that we are living. Everybody can read the Bible. Some of them, they are even doctors of the Bible. They can read them. But to see the scripture, to recognize their day and their message, they are blind on it. They can't see it. But the people are well educated. They speak very good English, very good words. They know how to put the word together. But when they read the scripture, they will not recognize their day and their message. They are not able, but the babies, people like you and I, most of us here, we are not educated like the people outside there. But we are able to recognize our day and our message. Why? Because something comes from heaven to make us able, to give us the understanding and the skill. It doesn't need the intelligence or to be smart in this world for you to understand the scripture. Because if it was the matter, Daniel will not need the help from God. If it was a matter, Daniel will not need the help. He could not go to seek God and ask for it. Because he was even the chief of the magician. Daniel was able to know everything well. He could read all the writing that men were not able to read them. And he was very intelligent, the Bible says. That for him to get that position, he was very intelligent. But when he come now to time to read the scripture, to read Jeremiah now, he said, these things are not college things. These things need the divine leading. It needs the divine revelation. But the only way I can get it, let me go fast and pray now. Let me call upon the name of the Lord. Because it's only God who can unveil these things to me. The education I have, it will not unveil it. It will not unveil it. The same thing like everybody reading the Bible. Everybody that went to school can read the Bible. But it takes God for you to understand what is between the line. For you to understand the time that you are living in. For you to recognize your message. It must be God. Without God, you will not be able to recognize it. Some of the people, they never went to school. But they are able to know the time that they are living in. But plenty of people in denomination church, they have doctors, they have degrees, masters in theology and in the things of these things, in philosophy and all these things. But when they read the scripture, they will keep putting the scripture in the future. But you and I, when we read the scripture and we know exactly what is the meaning, what is between the line. Now, it takes God to open the eyes of someone. Now, we see that in the physical, it was Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind man. And spiritually also, it must be the same Jesus. Without that Jesus, you will not be able to see it. You will not be able to see the scripture the way the scripture is there. Because everybody can read them. Everybody can go and study them and memorize them. But for the scripture to come alive, for you to see the way the scripture is there, it takes God. It takes someone. It's amazing the way God does his thing. It's someone seventh grade level that has to come and open the Bible and to reveal all the mystery that is there. You see that it is so different from the way of man. These things of God is not depending on how someone is clever. No, it depends from God himself. For you to understand it, it must be from God. That's why the prophet say the spiritual blinds, it's something that is worse than the physical one. It was. I remember the prophet when he preached the spiritual amnesia and explained how someone could get to a level, that king, that he can't identify himself, and he bring to a Christian world, that where the Christian can't identify themselves, and the things that they do, you can't find them in the Bible. It's how the people can get in that condition. It's spiritual amnesia, that where the people can't be able to understand, to see the things, the scripture of their time, and to do things according to their time. But they will keep postponing the things or put the things in the past. But to see the day and they recognize their message, it's a big dream. It's a big problem. It takes God for God to open the understanding of someone. It takes God for God to be able to open your spiritual sight. It must be God. Because if it's not God, you will not understand it at all. That reading the message itself, it will not be able to help you to understand it. With your own mind, with your own intelligence, you will not be able to understand it. You have to pray for God, for revelation, that God will reveal it unto you. Then you will be able to understand. Now when Daniel prayed, he prayed now, and the angel came, Gabriel, which is a messenger to the Jew, and he came and showed him everything. And the prophet said he came to reveal to him the whole plan, everything up to the end of everything. And to show him exactly what is going to take place. And there, after there, inside of Daniel telling the people exactly what is happening, And he said to Daniel, seal these things. Because the prophet said the vision must be sealed. And now he sealed the vision. And all these things is to wait for your time and my time. That these things could be opened in your time and my time. And how privileged people that we are. That we are living in this age. That the Bible call it, it's blind. But you and I are able to see. And are able to recognize the day and our message. And to recognize the day that we are living in. And to recognize our message. And to know now that it's not any more time of Luther. This now is the anointing of the eagle. Now when we read the scripture, now we are not denominational anymore. Now is the time of the anointing of the eagle. That all the mystery of God must be revealed. That we must understand everything, all the separate seed. Everything from Genesis up to Revelation. We must understand them. Now it's our time to understand them. Now this scripture are not anymore in the future. This scripture must be fulfilled now. Because this scripture is us to see it being fulfilled. And to understand all the books, that all the mystery that is there. To understand Revelation 11. And everything, all these things, people in the past could not understand them. But now, because why? Because it takes God for God to reveal it to the people. The man intelligence, in the information time, they were not able to understand these things. Because it has to be God to open the eyes of the people. It must be God to open the eyes of the people. With our own will, our own good desire, attention to do things, will not unveil anything. Because Daniel wanted to read the scripture. I think he must read it for the first time. And he said, this thing, I read it, but I can't understand it. Now, the good thing I must do now, I must go to prayer. I must go kneel down now. Confess my sin before God. And make sure there's nothing between me and God. That I should get the revelation. That my spiritual eyes should be open for me to see these things. Physically, he was able to open the scroll. He was able to open the law and read it. But he could not understand it. Because the angel says, I come now to give you the skill and the understanding. Now that is spiritually speaking. I came now to give you the skill and the understanding. And we see that this man, he was so much burdened with his problem. That now I'm blind. I must see. But I hear about this Jesus. As he's passing by, let me take advantage of this. Let me take advantage of the opportunity that is before me. Let me take advantage of it and make sure that my eyes will be open. That I should see things again the way I used to see it before. Now, through the dark ages and all these five church ages, now they was not able to see everything. That was in the Bible. They were not able. That's all the scripture, all the mystery to be fulfilled. Because it wasn't yet time. It took God to come and open the eyes of the people. According to the scripture that it says, at the day of the seventh angel, all the mystery of God shall be revealed. Now it took God himself to come and to open them. And the prophet, when he was preaching the 70 weeks of Daniel, he said he read the many books before. He read the books from some church, but the things will not tie together. And the prophet said, I could not get much from there. It must be from God. Now it takes God to open the eyes that you can place the things together and see the time that you are living in. Because if it's not God, if it's man mind, you will get in trouble. If it's man things, you will get in trouble. But if it comes from God, you get the clear understanding. And you get all the skill that you need it. Then when you read it, you can see that now, the time that we are living at the end time. The time that you are living, the scripture, all them must be fulfilled. The time that we are living is the time of the rapture. Now the time that we are living is not a time to gamble anymore. The prophet said when the eyes are not open, that way you see people gambling. When the eyes are not open, that way you see all these things. But if the spiritual eyes is open and you recognize your day and its message, you are positionally placed in Christ, you can see the scripture properly. But if these things are not open to you, you just read the Bible because you went to school and someone taught you something.
how to read it, it's difficult for you to understand these things. And we see that the man understanding, the man intelligence, are not able to decode what's inside of the Bible. No, you can't do it. With your own education, you can be even a doctor. You will not be able to understand these things. These things, it take God to unveil it to you. To open your spiritual blinds, it must be God. But God can only open when you want it to be open. Because if the blind man stay home and relax, he didn't make a move to come to the higher way, God, Jesus will not open his eyes. It's a free will. Jesus will not open his eyes. He must be willing. If he wanted a change inside of his life, that he wanted, he manifested. Because he come to the beginning of the higher way to wait that when Jesus pass, I should ask him to open my eyes. Now, but if you have no desire, you have no God, you don't want God to change you, you will not change at all. You can come even thousand, million of time in church, but your desire is that God should not change you. God will not change you. Even the angel will come down and preach the gospel. You will not change at all. Because you must cry for the change. The revelation will not come to Daniel if Daniel didn't want to pray for the revelation. No. Because he has need of the revelation. And he went to pray. That's why the revelation come. When he was sitting there in the palace, the revelation never come. There's no record in the Bible that Daniel received the revelation when he was seated there in the palace. No. We saw it in Daniel chapter 9, that when he went to seek the Lord, and from that time now, Gabriel come to give him the skill and the understanding. You must pray for it. If you want God to change you, if you want a deliverance from God, you have to pray for it. But if you don't want it, God will not change you. Because there was many blind men too that could not get their sight because they didn't want it. But this man, he knew that it's so important for me to see once again. It's very important for me to have my eyes open. Let me now take advantage of the opportunity. I'm not going there just to visit the people, no. I'm not going there to see how many disciples he has, no. I'm going there to receive my sight. And he was coming with faith because Jesus told him, thy faith go and get it according to thy faith. Because he came with faith. He didn't come with doubt. He came believing that once I will meet with the person of Jesus, something will take place inside of my life. Now you see there's two things there. It needs first the will to receive his sight. And it also needs faith. Because he may have the will and have doubt inside of him. He will not receive his sight. But once he has the will, he says, no, I'm tired. And also he must be desperate too. He says, I'm tired of this condition. I'm tired of being blind for so long. I want to receive my sight today. The prophet said maybe he was dreaming at night. He could remember once when he used to see, when he used to sit there and see all the beautiful things, the nature of God. But he could imagine that somehow someone put me in this condition. How will I get out of this condition again? But he knew that there's one man here, no matter how many devil held you. But if this man speaks a word, everything will be broken. All the chain will be broken. And he knew that this man, I could remember people tell us about him. And all the great companion that he has, he can multiply the bread and everything. But what about my eyes? If he's able to raise the dead, what about my life? What about me? Because someone 4 days in the tomb, but he was able to come to life again. But what about my eyes? He can do something. Let me go, and he will do it for me. And he came to Jesus, and he received it. You see that he must be willing a change inside of his life. And you and I, if we want the change inside of our life, the same Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind man is able to change our life. But he can only change our life when we want a change. But if we don't want a change, he will not change it at all. He will not change it because you don't want it. Why do you have to change it? You must live the way you want. But if you want to change, God will be able to change you. That we see that the same thing happened with Daniel. Daniel wanted to understand these things. He wanted to understand how these things will be accomplished. And when he wanted to understand, he made the first step. And the next step, what did he do? He went and prayed to God. And knowing that from God, he will get the understanding of things. And the angels come and says, from the same day that when you kneel down, start praying, God sent me to give you the skill and the understanding. Now you can see even that man, from the moment that he made the decision to come to Jesus, I think potentially he received his sight. Because he has something inside of him that is declaring that if you go meet with that person, Jesus, something will take place inside of your life. There's no man that went to him with a petition, with a request, and come back with the same thing. Everything take place there. Everything changed. And he went with the faith that I wanted to see. And the prophet tell us now, what happened in the time that we are living in? Why men are in such confusion? Men, church are in such confusion. Because man made religion was enter in. Man mind was put in the things. The Nicolaism was put inside of the things. Men started taking control of the thing. Man creed take place inside of the word of God. And the church went blind. That they could not see anymore. Now it takes the same Jesus. It takes the same Jesus in the ministry of the Son of Man to come and open your eyes and open my eyes. That we could see the day that we are living in. That you and I could recognize that we are living at the end time. That you and I could recognize that this scripture of the Bible is fulfilled. Malachi 4 is fulfilled. It takes the spiritual opening of our eyes. Because everybody can read them. People will read the scripture, but they will not apply them. But you and I will read it and apply to it. Because the ministry of the Son of Man has once again repeated in our time. And we are able to see these things and say there's nothing left but the rapture. But without it, you won't be able to see it. You will keep going like everything is going normal. You will keep going like there's nothing that. But Daniel now, he come to a time that he read the book and he see the time is at the head. Now everything must be back there. It's the restoration time now. God must restore us back to our promised land. We have to go back to Jerusalem. Now it's the time that us must be free. It's the Jubilee years now. We have to be free now. We must go out from this slave. Because God says that I will bring you back there. To your land. I will bring you back there. It's the time now to go back home. Now, but he didn't know how it's going to happen. He have to seek the understanding from God. That God opened my spiritual eyes. But this age that we are living in, there's so many things on it, that sometimes even the believer, their spiritual eyes have become blind. They can't see it anymore. They think that they belong to this earth. They think that they have to do things like the people of this earth. That the scripture says that we are pilgrims. We are not of this earth. We are seeking for a city where God himself is the master builder. Now our mind should be on it. But when our eagle's eyes get dim, we think that we are of this world. We start behaving like the people of this world. We start doing things like the people of this world. And everything is no different anymore. We can do things that the people of the world do. We can watch the TV the way they do. It is nothing different anymore. Why so? Because the eagle eyes get dim. And once in a while, it's very important to see that our eyes are open. To see the scripture and to see the time that we are living in. And we are living in time of Lot. That we must open our eyes. And the only way that our eyes can be open and through the prayer. Because it will bring revival inside of our spiritual life. That we will be able to see the time that we are living in. And we will be able to see the scripture. That this scripture is for our time. This scripture is fulfilled for our time. Now, the time that we are living in is another time. It's a serious time that we need our spiritual eyes to be open all the time. The time that we are living in is very important because there's so many things, so many religions, if you go. It's so many things that can make us blind and so many things that can put us in a cave. There's so many things. The prophet said, remember once he went with Sarah to a zoo, to visit a zoo, and he saw an eagle. The prophet said, I saw that eagle. The wings were beaten, bloating there. And he has no strength anymore to fly. And the prophet said, when I look at it, I feel pity inside of my heart. If I was able to buy this eagle and make it free, I'll be able to buy and make it free. Because he was born to fly. He's an eagle. It's someone that must fly higher, not to stay there in that zoo. He said, somehow man wisdom, man intelligence, make that flying bird to be there in that condition. But God never predestinated the eagle to be in that condition. God created the eagle with the nature inside of him that he can fly higher. Not just to stay down there. That you and I are eagles. God created with a nature inside of us to read the scripture and to understand them more better than the way of the denominational church. That the way God called us for the message of the hour, that we could understand these things better than the people everybody else. That these things could have a powerful meaning inside of our life than everybody else. But the prophet is a very pity. He said to see it in that condition, you can't believe it. And he looked the other side. And he said to Sarah, Sarah, but there's something more worse than what we saw there. And he said, think about it. And he started thought, he said, look, these people are supposed to be Christian, but look them with a cigarette. Look them with a shirt. Look them with all these things. The prophet said, it's worse to see a Christian in that condition. To see a Christian in that condition. The prophet said it's worse than the eagle in that condition. Because why? The spiritual eyes is not open. They say we are rich. And they claim that they have anything. They have need of nothing. But still at the same time, the prophet said they are blind. The scripture said that this age that you and I are living in, it's a blind age. It's a blind age. But we take God, our spiritual eyes is open. We can see the scripture and read them and understand exactly what's going to happen to this age that we are living in. That it takes God. But once in a while, our boss, the condition of this life, the care of this life, can put us to a cave. That our spiritual eyes are limited. We can't see far anymore. We're supposed to be the eagles to see far. But because of the condition of the age that we are living in, you can come to a level that you see plenty empty chairs. You wonder why? Because of the age that we are living in. The condition that is around us has put many people, even the genuine children of God. Imagine that man, the blind man, Bartimaeus. He was a genuine man. But somehow he became blind. Something took place that made him to become blind. How many people will see the importance? And the scripture said, not forsaking the assembling of one another. But the scripture now become dim. He can't see the scripture anymore. He can read even the scripture. But the scripture will not have any spiritual meaning. It will not have any spiritual impact inside of the life. But because of the background, backsliding so much inside of the heart. Even when the scripture is presented, the spiritual eyes is blinded. The person can't see it. Not able to see it, but you can read, but you can't see it. It doesn't have any spiritual implication anymore. It just become like reading a newspaper. Even when the message is playing, you can't see anymore the scripture the way you're supposed to see it. Why? Because the spiritual blindness. Someone is blind spiritually. That's why it's very important that as we enter to a time of prayer, make sure that our spiritual eyes is open. That we make sure that we receive what God wants us to receive. That we make sure that we are in a position that God is able to change us. That there is a willingness inside of us. That like Daniel, he wanted his condition to change. But he knew that he can't change himself. He's depending in God. If God could come down and change his condition, that is a problem. Those we receive from man, to get it out of our mind, it needs prayer. Because without the prayer, you can't get it out from there. But everybody could read it. And so much, many people were well qualified to read the scripture. And they could read the same, those Hebrews, maybe somewhere where they find themselves. They could read the same scripture that Daniel was reading. Because maybe they didn't pray. They will not get anything. But Daniel knew that for me to understand these things, I must cry unto God. And this guy knows that for my burden to answer, if I keep quiet, my blindness will remain. But if I want my eyes to be open, I must cry to God. And he went there and said before even they could come that he will be able to see Jesus, that he could be able to present his petition before Jesus and receive his sight. If tonight any petition that we have, especially spiritually speaking, if we want to see the scripture the way the prophet revealed it, we must pray. We must cry to God that open my eyes. Let me not just go to church and see man preaching. I want to understand these things. I need the skill and the understanding of these things. And the only one who can do it, it must be Jesus alone. Now that as we pray, that God will bring also a revival spirit to our brethren, our sisters, who are backslidden. Because they're supposed to be in their post of duty to see that time that we are living in. Because the scripture says, as you see the day approaching, do not forsaking the assembling of one another. It's very important for the communion. But once our eyes are dimmed, because of the condition of this world, we can't see it anymore. The scripture is there. But when we read it, we read like a normal man, like a natural man, but it needs a spiritual understanding for you to come back to your position. Let's all stand and sing the song, then we'll enter to a time of prayer.
Change my heart, O Lord. May I be like you. You are the porter. I am the clay. Move in and make me. This is what I pray.
j'étais aveugle comme les chassons, dit Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Alléluia.
If the saints can remember mini prayer, let's bow our head as Brother Vegas is coming, because it will become a time in that time. I'm receiving a few phone calls, people asking to send CV, but I don't want to get in a confusion mind where not to know to choose which one should I do. And at the same time, I apply for college, but I want the Lord to lead me that I should make the right decision and to choose what to do exactly. Let's bow our heads and we ask about Brother Vegas.
Brother Eric.
Yeah? We remember Brother Eric in prayer. He's sick. We've been praying for him even while we are praying here. But just pray for, remember him in prayer. Let's bow our head.
Brangus viešpatie, mūsų valdovė, mūsų atpirkėjau. Šlovė ir garbė tau, kaip visada viešpatie. Dėkuoju tau šitą vakarą, viešpatie, kad mes galėjom čia susirinkti, pašlovinti tave, pagarbinti. Ir palaiminkime, meldžiau mūsų naują song lyderį, brolį Maiką viešpatie, kad mes galime viešpatie eiti į dvasį, Dieve, nes tu ieškai tų garbintų, kurie garbins dvasį ir tiesoje, Dieve. Dėkuoju tau iš visos širdies, palaimink brolį Fransą, palaimink. Brolius ir seserys, kurių nėra šiandien viešpatė, aplankyk jos, meldžiu savo šventąją dvasę ir kalbėk savo tiesos dvasę, kalbėk tiesą, kalbėk šviesą viešpatė, kad jie grėžtųsi nuo tiesos ir grįžtų pas tave viešpatė, kad mes vėl kartu galėtume susirinkti, kai tavo vaikai susirinka viešpatė, šlovinti ir garbinti tave, Dieve, palaimink, meldžiu, brolį Eriką viešpatė, ten slaigo, Dieve, tu žinai
yes,
jo kelius, tu žinai jo mintis viešpatė, tu žinai jo darbus viešpatė. Siūs, kad galos dvasį viešpatė, kad jis galėtų atgilauti, kad būtų nuplauta viskas, kad tu galėtum pilyti savo šventąją dvasę ir kad mes jį galėtume kuo dažniau matyti čia susirinkant su tavo vaikais, Dieve. Aleliuja viešpatė, dėkuoju, kad tu kad tu buvai čia šiandien su mumis, viešpatė, kad tu nužengiai, kad tu palaiminai, viešpatė, kad šitas laikas nepraėjo vėl tu, Dieve, kad mes tapome kitokiais, viešpatė, nes tavo žodis visada keičia mūsų širdies nusistatymus. Dieve, dėkuoju tau iš viso širdies ir palaiminkime, įsiskirstysim, kai mes eisime namo, kai mes grįšime į viešpatę su tavo šventąją dvasę. Viešpatė, Jėzaus Kristaus vardu meldžiu. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing the chorus and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.